Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Drawless.
And I'm Chris Burns wearing shorts.
And this is
Middle Children.
This is fun because we don't get to sit this way.
You know, it's not that I'm not a big chair person.
Yeah.
If you're listening and not watching, we're just sitting in different chairs than usual.
But we're completely flustered and absolutely we're a different show now.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm
or a morning
flustered.
Talk show.
I'm wearing shorts.
And you're wearing shorts.
How can I be flustered in shorts, okay?
I love the shorts.
You know, when I wear shorts, I feel like a whore.
Me too. Shorts are like, summer is getting slutty, at least for me. I'm like, and by that I just mean like the way I feel and the way I'm dressing. By no means it's anything.
Please, everyone, please,
on.
if you are listening and not watching,
please, well, not right now.
Head over to the Patreon where you can watch this and see what Jesse's slutty outfit is.
Well, today's not a slutty outfit. Today's not a slutty outfit. I'll say that. But that's also...
It's a good outfit.
Oh,
it's just not
you.
Slutty.
It's because I have to go on, like, do something after this on camera. So I can't be slutty, like, the first time I meet someone on camera.
She is wearing a giant rubber fried egg as a necklace.
Absolutely. What I'm saying to people is you can trust me, you can laugh with me, and you can work with me if you so choose. But the sex I'm leaving at home...
Do you have a job interview? What's going on?
No, I'm just meeting a company, chatting with them. I'm going to be like, do you want to work with me?
I don't know that I would do it like that.
That's how I'm gonna do it. But yeah, other than that, I've been trying to get into my like summer slut.
Yeah, how's it going?
Not great, but it's we're working towards it.
Are you slutting or no?
Like with my clothes?
No, like
in real
with
life,
with your body.
I'm trying to get back there. I feel like
it's
I need
hard.
To slut
it's hard
it up.
To be a slut. Can they I don't say- talk about how hard it is to be a slut.
So hard to be a slut. Because here's the problem. And my therapist and I have talked about this. I'm like, sometimes I'm so ready to be a slut, but I have so many like hoops you have to just get through just to be an okay human. You know what I mean? I'm just looking for an okay human who I can tell is like kind and understands what consent is. Okay. And so when I'm talking to someone, I'll be like, uh-oh, spaghetti-o. Like, I'm ready to slut it up. And then they say something dumb. I'm like, fuck.
Are we talking about that guy that we were talking about before?
We can talk about that guy who is, I did think I was going to slut it up with him because I was ready.
But the constant asks of what vaccinations you've acquired turned you off? That's
Wait,
who I'm talking about.
Who? Which one?
The guy that was messaging you on Hinge asking if you've had all your herpes vaccines.
Okay.
Before well, you've even gotten
see,
drinks.
That's another bummer is I was like ready to, yeah, I was ready to meet this guy. And then honestly, I think it's because, yeah, I think he just, I don't know if he thought I was a slut or just has like fear. But yeah, then he was like, asking me all these sexual questions. I was like, should we just see if we vibe literally first?
I'm like, stop asking me what vaccination, yep. what if I'm tested, like, can we meet first?
Can we literally?
And then as like, and then yes. If in the heat of the moment, you can be like, are you? I'm like, what happened to sexy things?
Like, yeah, could we wait till we're like walking to my apartment to get to the groundwork? By the way, we could just like make out the first time, you know? That's, I love that, you know that. Where I'm like, slow your roll.
What are we going to build up to?
Yeah, slow your freaking roll. And no one will slow their roll anymore. Everyone's just coming out of the woodworks being like, what are you up to? What do you have? What's going on? And I just want someone who, I'm ready to slut it up. I really am.
All right. Well, so if you're listening and you know somebody who can fuck Jesse, call 1-800.
Give us a call. Lines are open. How's your slut?
It's not.
No?
No.
Because I actually do think you're getting in a very slut era. Why do you say that?
I'm trying.
I feel it.
It's not working. The fish aren't biting.
Well, and some, you know? It's hard to be the bait. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm like, I'm serving myself like a fresh piece of fucking prime rib.
I'm trying to be the hunter.
The steak knife is there.
I'm there.
I'm cooked. I'm seasoned.
Yeah. You're trying to lure them. I think I'm about to like shoot my own prey dead. You know
what I
mean?
Maybe it's like how animals can taste if something's gone rotten. Yeah. And they won't eat it.
No, that's not true for you.
Or drink
that's
it.
That's definitely not true for you.
And like the jaguars are tasting the water and the water's poisoned.
Yeah.
And they're not jumping
don't
on
say
it.
That. That's not true. That's not true about
my friend.
Is that
an insane analogy? Did that make any sense?
I get it. I get what you're saying. I just don't think that's true.
I went to a comedy show for 3 hours with someone on Friday and didn't even make out.
Okay, let's spill the tea. Let's get the tea.
There's
on
no
it.
Tea to be spilled. That's it.
Honestly, the same thing happened to me. I wasted my time talking to this guy two nights. The second night, I randomly ran into.
Why is this man at karaoke by himself two nights in a row?
It wasn't karaoke. Which that's the other problem. But whatever. Then I'm like, I see him at another bar. I'm like, okay. In my mind, I'm like, let's go.
Let's start from scratch because they don't know the first part,
guys. It's like I'm okay. Well, I met this guy at karaoke. To me, the vibes were vibing.
So we need a scene. So set the scene for karaoke because everyone's picturing different things when you see karaoke.
It's like
if you don't live in the city, I don't know that karaoke bars are like really. I'm just fixing the mic a little. I don't know that karaoke bars are like even a thing.
Oh, and this is. I would say this is a very like low stakes, low class.
I'll say it.
No, just like low stakes karaoke. It's an intimate group. It's
not like Koreatown.
No,
it's like a pub.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's like a pub, right?
It's like a pub.
My vibe.
It's just like a pub who has karaoke once a week. So it's a once a week thing at this bar. And
it's
really cute and really fun. I like the girl who runs it. I like a lot of the people that go. And there was a guy there and I said, well, hello, sir. You know, mm-hmm. Tip of the hat. And I thought he was cute. And I thought we were talking and we were talking and he was talking to me a lot. And I was trying to read the situation.
What was the conversation like?
The first time it was like, you know, what song do you want me to sing? And I was like, could you sing this song? And then he was like, you know.
He said, what song do you want me to sing?
Yeah, like, I've never seen flirting at karaoke, but I would assume that's it.
I don't know that.
Whatever.
I don't know that I would like, what song do you want me to sing? It's giving.
You know what? Beggars can't be choosers. I don't know. It was what was on the table.
Listen, we're here to analyze.
We're analyzing. Okay? So that was.
We keep going with the story.
And here's
I'm
the
just
other
here
thing.
To commentate.
Full disclosure. Like he is a
John
really,
Madden at a football game.
Yes. Play by play. Full disclosure. Okay. He's a really good singer. Okay?
Okay.
We all knew that. I mean, I think.
He's alone at karaoke.
And he's a very good singer. Anyhow, I'm like. Okay, so then my friend who's with me is like, wink, 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 wink. Like, I'm going to leave early so you guys can keep hanging. Like, cool? I'm like, cool. So we're hanging, we're talking, whatever. And everyone's giving me little winks. Everyone's giving me little winks because at the end he's like, I'm closing out. I was like, oh, I'll wait for you. We'll leave at the same time. I'm like, you know what that means. Then we just got outside the establishment and he was like, I'm going to go pick up groceries, and gave me a hug. And I was like, all right, soldier, salute. Like, see you around. I was just like, what? That was anticlimactic. But you had at
some point, there's plot holes.
Plot holes.
At some point, you exchanged Instagrams.
That's true. At some point, we exchanged Instagrams.
So when did that happen? That's a pretty major plot point in the story.
I don't remember. That was semi in the middle, early part. Where he was like, what's your Instagram? We were talking about things and he was sending them to me, like live on the scene. Things I need to watch or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so the Instagram, that's already been opened.
Can I see his Instagram?
Yeah. The thing is, I'm like, he's not going to listen. But what if he does? I'm freaked out.
He's not. We're not going to show it.
Yeah. And I mean.
It's not his dick.
Shh. Oh, my God.
Well.
Okay.
Well, I want to just see if
all right,
the vibe.
Relax. I don't know if the vibe is right, okay?
Right or wrong. I just want to see if he seems married or...
I don't think he's married. Please don't say too much. I'm like, this isn't on our Patreon. Jeez Louise.
Oh my God. He was doing karaoke with AOC. Shh.
I know. Girl,
were you there? This was like 2 weeks ago.
Can I say something? I'm scared we're saying way too much.
Well, this is about AOC now. Were you at karaoke with AOC?
No, but he was.
You should have headed over there. That would have been amazing.
Okay. The point is.
Lots of cat pictures.
Which I personally love.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of posts in the past years. Not a lot to go on here.
Okay. I don't think that's terrible. At least it's not for me.
Definitely he does not care about social media is what I would say, judging by his Instagram.
Okay.
Which is fine. Nice even. I like that in a man.
Thank you. I'm stressed.
He might be gay.
That was my next thing.
It's a lot of cat photos on Instagram for a not gay person.
Although I will say, okay, so then when I ran into him the next time, okay, I run him to...
Was it at the gay bar next to your house?
No, lol. The next time, it got into, like, what dating apps are you on?
What did he say?
He dates women is what at least was brought up in that moment of, like, you know.
He might just be weird.
I think he is weird.
Which is also fine, but maybe that's why he went and got groceries. Like, maybe he doesn't
let me tell you what else is funny. Okay, let me tell you what else is funny. So then we're standing and we're talking. By the way, I'm having major anxiety about talking about this. Just throwing that out there.
Do you not want to talk about this?
I don't know. I mean, now it's like we're too far.
Is he a listener?
I don't know. My thing is, like, when you meet me, how do you not become immediately obsessed? But I guess...
Well, worst case scenario, that's all he hears. We haven't said anything bad about him.
Okay.
You're talking about how you thought he was handsome and cute and you wanted to make out with him.
Okay, true.
If anything, would you not want to hear yourself be talked about in that way?
I don't know. I feel sick. But
and impressed by his AOC pictures?
Yeah. I'm stressed. But... So then we're at this bar. We're doing a hypothetical. We're literally hypothetically talking about, like, at this point, I'm like, we're flirting. My tits were out. Okay. And he's like, when I go on a date this. And I was like, when I go on a date this. So we're talking in this big metaphor. And finally I go, hey, you know, like, I'm interested. Like, I'm into this. Like, just putting it out there. And then he was like,
where was this?
At a bar.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, are you
both alone at the bar?
Yes. My friend had left.
Okay.
So then I was like, let me just be clear, because I don't really like to be coy. I think that's maybe my biggest weakness. I was like, I'm just always like, what's happening, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm interested, just so you know. And then he was like, oh, like almost taken aback. taken aback, which I'm like, oh. And then he was like, I'm just enjoying like each other's company, which I'm like, okay.
What?
Like, what? Why are we? What? And then he also told me, he was like, when I ask someone out on a first date, I expect we both pay.
Okay.
And I was like, yikes. I was like, well, that's.
I think that. I mean, that's we don't care if he hears or not. At
that's
this
the
point.
Kiss of death, really. I mean, because that's where the hypothetical we were talking about, this hypothetical, this whole thing, which I was like, I think that's really weird, and lame. And it feels like you're trying someone out to be like, well, do I want to take her on a nice date? Which, like, I'm not auditioning for you. Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's my vibe. And then it was like, okay, maybe this is a healthy debate. Maybe this is flirty. I don't know. And then.
Said that?
Which?
Or you were saying this in your mind.
Which part?
This is a healthy debate.
Oh, well, when we were first debating it, I was like, well, this is interesting. Like, we were just having a little debate about something where I was like, this is where I'm coming from. And then he was like, this is where I'm coming from. And I said, huh.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he's already just talking about how he splits the bill on the first date before you even go on a date.
Here's the thing. I don't even think I was like thinking we would like date. I was just thinking in the immediate
I'm gonna moment. Have to say, I do get the sense that a man who goes to karaoke night by himself and posts a lot of pictures of his cats on his Instagram feed maybe isn't a casual fucker.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I think that's what it is.
I don't think it has anything to do with you.
Yeah, no, I pretty much know that. Yeah. I mean, but it was humbling and weird.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
it's always interesting to be humbled by somebody who were above their league.
Yeah, I was already making compromises.
You know what I mean?
I certainly do. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe keep him as a karaoke buddy.
I think he will be my karaoke buddy.
You know?
I think he will be my good, good karaoke buddy.
And you're going to help him someday talk about his issues with the girl he's seeing who you're going to be like, oh my God, this is who you're dating? Yeah, we never would have worked out.
Right.
Because I'm a 10.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the other thing is like, you know how some people start like way too serious, at least for me? Not that you can't show up in a serious way, but like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
sometimes nights are just fun and spontaneous and like.
Oh, like when people are like. Well, I'm really not like looking for anything that's super. And I'm like, oh my God.
Like, why are you 10 steps ahead?
Like, you can make out with me today and not talk to me tomorrow.
Literally.
That's fine.
That's the vibe. You live in my neighborhood. I just thought this could be like fun and maybe convenient.
Like, I'm like, at what point did I suggest that we get engaged?
That's the problem is when people go there and then you go, well, I'm like, what?
I'm also like, I have a heavy routine.
Heavy routine.
Like, I don't have time for you, okay, right now.
That's the thing.
So why does it have to be special?
I don't think
everyone's worried about things being special now. Nothing's special anymore. It's all been done.
And I also think it's like, if the literally just have fun. Like, I just want to have fun. If I'm not having fun with you, I don't want to spend time with you.
Yeah, and if you're already talking about the reasons why we can't make out, you're like, not fun.
Literally, I'm like, what's going on?
They're like, I don't want to ruin our friendship. What?
What friendship?
Literally, I'm like, making out in this moment is more important than our friendship to me.
And literally making out is nothing. Is like, nothing.
I'm like, if I'm being honest, your friendship doesn't mean much.
Yeah. Person. I don't even know you.
Yeah, like I'm like, I'll be honest, I don't know your last name.
Don't know your last name. Nothing about this is sacred. I would make out with a stranger. So of course I would make out with you. We've barely spoken.
I'd make out with an enemy.
Literally. If there's a twinkle in your eye and you look like, and I've decided I'll make out with you, I am so forward and I will make out with you.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Or what I'm saying is like, then I'm like, let's go. I don't care.
So yeah,
I think it's weird when people care. And maybe I'm just weird.
I think
a part of it is me.
Well, I think sometimes guys will be like, I can't make out with them because then they'll be in love with me. And
yeah, how embarrassing. It's like a walk to remember. I go, remember this. You're not Mandy Moore. Okay.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. And I'm like, and guess what? I haven't felt feelings since I saw A Walk to Remember.
Yeah. If you think feelings turn on easily for me, you're crazy.
I'm like,
especially from,
I don't even know where the button is.
Yeah. From kissing and stuff. Like, no.
No.
If you remember something I said, now I'm swooning. You know, tell us about the concert or the comedy show.
Oh, I mean, the show was fine itself. You know, it was someone that I had been on dates with quite a few times in the past.
Okay.
No, I mean, we've had discussions of like, it's not going to work dating.
Okay, but making out?
And at the time, like, he was like, I just, you know, I don't know that I feel like that spark. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, literally.
And I'm like, do I give the impression of someone that felt a spark?
Yeah.
Because I did not.
I did not.
I didn't feel any fire.
I haven't felt a thing in years.
Like, but
we're both here.
Friction still causes some heat, so you might as well. But we've hung out like a few times since.
Okay.
Basically, it's like every 6 months, I would say now. And then I forget that. Like, I'm like, we hung out and then it's like fun and whatever. But I'm like, without like some kind of. Like, I was like, maybe we're going to hook up.
Right. Yeah. Slutty girl summer. Let's go.
And so for that not to have occurred, which, you know, but I'm like, it wasn't worth the evening.
No, certainly not.
Because I'm like, what are we doing here?
Certainly.
I don't know. We can't use that in any clips, but.
We can't use mine in any clips either. Just kidding. Wild.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fine. It's just, I need someone new.
I need someone new.
Need to throw another name into the Rolodex.
Yeah, I think I just want to go on like one or two like just dates that like the tension is there. I'm like, I need a date with fucking tension.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I miss that.
I miss tension. And I miss like even I haven't like had a good makeout in so long.
Well, you did not that long ago with that man on the street.
It was not. Oh, that's true. That was a great makeout. That was a great makeout. But see, that was like a month ago. And I
don't even remember when my, that's not true.
Yeah.
But I was fucked up.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you doing for the 4th?
My friend in Brooklyn has a rooftop and she's having like a little.
Well, that's fun.
So I'm going to do that. I don't know. I thought about, I like, what do people do? I guess everyone's leaving town.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be here. What are you doing?
I'm leaving town.
Are you?
Well, I'm just going upstate tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
To be with your family?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just going upstate by myself. I got a pool.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know if it was a trip with friends or something.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, just up to my parents.
That's so fun. Do you guys do like fireworks yourself or do you?
No, we don't do fireworks.
We used to do little fireworks in my backyard. It was pretty cool. I'm surprised no one lost an arm or something.
Yeah, no, we don't. Fireworks are nice, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot about fireworks, really.
Yeah, they're cute. They're loud. but it's nice when you're far away.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, they're a little anticlimactic, you know? It's like,
I mean, everyone's a good fireworks show is show. Impressive.
I guess.
Like the 4th of July fireworks in the city, I do think are pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it's cool.
One time I was on the train at the time of the fireworks, like going across the...
Wow.
That was fucking sick. Because I mean, they're right like in front of your face.
You know how like...
Like all the rich people on the boats?
Yeah, the rich people on the boats. Oh,
I would kill to be... A rich person on a boat during 4th of July.
Yeah. I don't know if I would kill, to be honest. Because, like, to me, getting home after is, like, the greatest nightmare of all. But...
Well, I mean, if you own a boat, it's probably not.
Yeah, I could just go to my home.
You just pull up to the dock.
Right. That would be nice.
Which is in Financial District, basically.
I think, like, you know, when you see a great fireworks show, it is almost the same show. Like, I've never seen, like, another fireworks show that I'm like, whoa. I'm like, it's the same fireworks, which is fine.
See, I'm kind of surprised to hear this.
Yeah, I said you. It.
Because you seem like somebody who would love fireworks.
I like them. My notes for firework, A.
Big bursts of color.
Yeah.
Everyone but it's repetitive. Gathering to watch.
It's so repetitive.
I'm
like, why aren't there more shapes?
Well, what
why
shapes
aren't there more spelling things out? I don't know why there's not more intricacy in the sky. It's literally just circle, 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 stars falling, circle, stars, circle, circle, stars falling, circle,
well, those
circle.
Are the sparks. It's flames.
I'm just saying, like, it hasn't really. It is the same show normally everywhere you go. The really good ones, like, yeah, there's circle, 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 circle. You
check,
know?
Please.
Check, please. I don't know. And they're loud. I'm never too wowed. I'm really not wowed by fireworks. I'm not. It's not my holiday.
Not
I'll say
impressed.
That. I'm not impressed. It's like not my holiday.
Not impressed
normally.
With the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of fireworks that New York City sets off.
I'm not. Sorry.
Call me when it's yarn.
Literally call me when it's yarn.
Call
you,
me
are
when
you
it's
impressed
yarn
by
or colored pasta? Yeah.
Wow.
I am.
Like, would you want? I don't know. I could never see myself.
Would I want?
I don't know.
Like a good fireworks show, I think is impressive.
Yeah.
And like, it's a fun. It's a you know, beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's fun. It can be romantic, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like I like a good 4th of July firework.
Yeah.
Or like a New Year's Eve firework show. That's always fun.
Ooh,
you
yeah.
know, if someone has a wedding, there's fireworks after.
See, that's nice because it's not expected. For me. At least 4th yeah. of July, you're like, well, here we go to see the thing that we do when it's this time of year and we simply have to see it. And I can't wait to watch the circles explode in the sky.
I feel like you're in a contrarian mood today.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'm in like a little bit of a bitchy mood.
Let's explore that.
Okay. Yeah, just
why
a tad
bit. Why are you feeling
bit.
In a bitchy mood?
I don't know. First of all, Winnie has been pissing me off.
Why?
I have been bragging to everyone that I've trained my cat. She never wakes me up. Blah, 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 blah. Every morning at like sometimes 5:30, sometimes 6 a.m. This bitch is screaming. And I'm like, excuse me? I think she's hungry, but I'm like, that's not what we do. That's not what we do in this house.
Did they make noise?
Winnie?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, meow.
Oh, oh.
Meow. Meow. Meow, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. So I start my morning being like,
do you give her food?
No, I push her off the bed, and then if I get really mad, I'll walk out of my room and she'll be like, oh yay, food, and then I'll close my door, but I'm still up and I'm still pissed.
Why don't you just give her food and then she'll stop?
Because then I'm going to teach her that if she screams at me at 5:30 in the morning, she'll get what she wants. And I don't want her to do that.
Okay.
I want her to wait like a good little girl.
How long has she been doing it?
It's been like a week or so.
Oh.
It's been like, I don't like what's happening. And so it pisses me off that like this morning I started the day, A, yelling at my precious little baby, who I feel bad being like, be quiet, but I'm also like, why are you screaming?
Mm-hmm.
I have a right to, as I'm knocked out sleeping, say, why are you screaming?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm up, then I try to go back to bed, and then it just kind of like flusters my morning.
How many times do you wake up in the nighttime?
I'm a sound sleeper.
You like sleep until the next morning?
Normally, yeah.
That isn't the most insane thing I've ever heard.
You think that is? Well, you wake up a lot, which I've heard.
Honestly don't think I have ever once slept, like from the time I've fallen asleep to like the morning.
Yeah. That's all I do.
Ever.
Wow. Like sometimes it'll be, I'll sleep 10 hours straight.
That's like.
Iconic.
I would pay money to be able to do that.
Yeah. And I mean,
I would pay it to like do it even once.
Yeah. I never wake up to go to the bathroom. If I do, it's because it's been 10 hours and it's an emergency. Like, I do not wake up. And I love that about myself. I love sleeping through the night. And when I do wake up, I'll be like, why am I up? Good night. Back to bed.
I wake up at least.
Really?
Like, I can't even tell you how many times. I like toss.
You just wake up like.
I wake up just at the drop of a feather.
Oh, noises wake you?
No, like anything.
Oh.
I turn. Like anything.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
I do think I also need to get a new mattress, which is a side note.
Well, it does sound like you're sleeping 10 hours a night. It sounds like a good mattress to me.
Well, it's a good mattress, but recently I'll wake up and the first thing I'll kind of feel is like a pain in my back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, when I went to the beach and I slept on this other mattress, I could have slept for days there.
At the fancy hotel?
It was actually this like Airbnb, but it was really the mattress I took a picture of because I'm like, I'm going to buy this mattress. It's so good. You'd love it. It's a cooling mattress too.
Oh,
so it was cold. Nice. And I was like,
Everyone loves like, you can't get just a mattress that's not in a box anymore.
I don't. Yeah. I forget.
I'm sick of the memory foam. Like every mattress you get comes rolled up in a box and then it becomes a thing. I'm like, I want like a solid fucking Serta.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to like a mattress?
What did happen to a mattress?
You know what I mean?
I do.
Why are we crushing it and having to serve it in boxes?
And then like they're like, and you could return it. And I'm like, could I?
Could I?
How do I return this massive mattress? To who? And New York has all these laws about mattresses. They're like, put it outside if you want to be shot dead. It's a law.
Well, you have to put it outside.
Right. But you have to have it in a bag and you have to only do it certain days, at least in my neighborhood.
No, yeah.
And so I slept
every
on this mattress.
Every time I throw out a mattress, I take it like a block down.
Yeah, so I won't be caught by the cops.
So that if anything happens.
Wasn't me.
I'm like, how are they going to tie it back to
they
me?
They can't tag it. They can't tag it back to you. That's why I feel lucky I got to test out this mattress for like 7 days. Normally you don't get to do that. So I took a picture and I want to buy it. But I'm just waiting for the right moment. To buy it.
I did that with my mattress at home because like the one that I sleep at my parents, yeah. Which is not the bed that I had. Like right. It's basically a guest room.
Yeah.
They don't make anymore. Cause you can't find a real fucking mattress.
Oh my God.
If it doesn't come rolled up in a box, we're not selling them anymore.
I have to say a mattress store was like my favorite. I mean, obviously it was scary, but the salesman at a mattress store, it's life and death. And I love the feel of it because I was like, we're leaving with a mattress. I've never talked
to a mattress salesman.
You haven't?
No, I actually like there's a conspiracy theory that a lot of people think that most mattress stores are actually a front for
a drug.
Yeah, laundering. Like for like laundering money.
I love that. I feel so safe when there's drug laundering. I don't know why. There's a lot of establishments by me that I'm like, there's an undertone, but I love it. You know, it means there's a bunch of really chill people like hanging out.
I got a foot massage once at a place and halfway through I was like, I think this is a place for laundering money.
Yeah.
Because it was it was literally like if you just put a folding chair in a room.
Yeah.
And then this girl was like. Like it was literally like she was just barely like poking at me.
Yeah. And you were the cover up.
Yeah. I mean, I was annoyed.
Yeah, that sucks.
But, you know, what are you going to do? Should we do a Hallmark?
Should we do a Hallmark? We have been talking about love, I guess.
I feel like your soul could use a Hallmark.
Yeah, I think my soul could.
Which is why I'm going to let you start.
No, but I don't know if I should start. I'm like, okay. Yeah, you start.
A high powered. She's an executive of some kind.
Okay. Say less.
Okay. She is high powered and she is an executive.
Ooh.
Who works at a company. Okay. That manufactures.
You're kidding me. This is so niche. Okay.
You know what they make?
I couldn't guess.
Marshmallows.
Okay. Yeah, bitch. They're marshmallows?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. She's a marshmallow CEO.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed.
And it's like a company where, like, you know how sometimes people be like, you have to try these cookies.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like this company like makes these cookies. Then it's like, it's what's that shitty cookie place that everybody hates now that's like very, it looks like a science lab and they have the big soft cookies.
Wow. What? Crumbs?
Crumble or something?
Crumble?
Not Chip City.
Yeah, don't say that about Chip City.
It's Crumble, maybe.
Is it Crumble?
I think it's Crumble Cookies.
Okay, Crumble Cookies. Everyone doesn't like it anymore?
Well, it's just like they're always, yeah, people are, it's like there's like a TikTok, you know.
I watch people eat the six cookies. That's like what I do, which I'm like, what's going on? But sorry.
You watch a mukbang?
Literally of people being like, I'm going to try every one. I'm like, you better try every single one and you better describe it to me.
I watch people trying Swedish candy.
Me too. I love that.
But anyway, so okay. She, yeah, it's like that. It's okay. Like a popular marshmallow company and they have all different kinds of flavors. And
do you know about Stuffed? This is honestly a company that I think should sponsor us. And I'm just going to say that because I am obsessed with them. They take marshmallows and they stuff it with stuff. And then it's like,
I can't imagine their budget for marketing is going to be enormous.
They've done really well. They're in Walmart.
Wow.
So, and I've been following them since the beginning. So I'm actually like a true blue fan.
What are they stuffed with?
There's birthday cake, which has like cake in it, marshmallow, and then it's covered in sprinkles.
Cake?
It's so good, Chris.
It doesn't sound.
There's cookies and cream. What? Doesn't sound good? Are you okay?
You know what's funny?
People who don't like marshmallows.
Jessie will be like, you know what?
What?
I'm not a donut girl.
I'm not.
She's like, I can't order donuts, but you know, there's a place where literally high ordering something. And she's like, donuts, no. But you know, they make a thing. It's a croissant with a cookie. And it's literally just looks like a cook. Jessie just likes the most elaborate thing that money can buy when it comes to dessert.
Yeah, like I don't like donuts because I'm like, it's too much air. What am I doing with that air? No, that's thanks. Like
it's affects
shove
the texture.
It with cream.
You can get cream filled donuts.
I know.
They're quite popular.
Is donut like you love a donut?
I would prefer a donut to
over a cookie?
Marshmallow stuffed with birthday cake.
That's interesting. I'm a big marshmallow girl. Like I'm a savage marshmallow girl. Like I used to like buy the mega marshmallow and I would just stand around the campfire.
What's
or the
a mega marshmallow?
The mega marshmallows, jumbos, are like this big a marshmallow, like almost the size of half your face, a quarter of your face.
Okay.
And so you take it, and I love when it gets all burnt, and then I eat the skin, and then I do it again, and I do it for like, it's disgusting.
It's really not that disgusting. You're making the most of one marshmallow.
Thank you for saying that. And I love it. It's my favorite thing in the world. I could eat marshmallows for days. And I'm sorry to sidetrack us, but I am a CEO of marshmallows.
That is something.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Where were we? Maybe we don't do the hallmark. I feel like we're getting sidetracked.
Okay.
You know, I feel like maybe we're just not into the mix of a hallmark today.
Yeah. You want to talk about marshmallows?
We can talk about whatever you want. You've been doing a lot. Oh, I saw you made a TikTok about me this morning.
I didn't know if you.
If I what? Followed you?
Funny.
I commented on it.
Oh, you did? I haven't checked.
I said, I wonder if he got the hint. Jessie made a whole video talking about her friend that was one of the obviously me.
What was it about?
She was wearing a hat that she got me for my birthday, I believe.
Absolutely.
Or talking something about how she buys gifts for people that she wants herself and how she plans to continue to do so.
Well, first of all, this gift lives at my apartment, so it does haunt me a lot. And so today I saw it again, because at first this was before you actually told me that I was bad at giving you presents because you buy presents that I like and that's not the same thing.
Why don't you describe the hat?
So the hat. And I said,
and you guys can decide if this sounds like a Jessie hat or a Chris hat.
Now, it was specifically for photo shoots or like a fun drag show. This wasn't, I didn't think you would be casually bopping around town in this hat, okay? Okay. It's a hat that sort of looks like a conductor hat. And it's bejeweled, obviously. And it's very fun. And I thought would look great in like, you know, in a picture, in a pose, in a, in a moment. And I saw it for you. I think I was somewhere, and I said that
they sell them at like places I've seen.
Yeah,
they have like various bejeweled,
like
different things. Types of bejewelings.
Yes. So I had gotten it for you. At the time, I think you lied to me and you said you loved it, but you just didn't want to take it on the train.
Well, I did. Even if I did not love it, I would have taken it. But I think I wasn't going home from your house that day.
Okay.
And that's why I didn't take it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it was one of those things where, like, I think because I was excited to give it to you, and then my other friends would be like, didn't you give it to him? And I'd be like, yeah, he couldn't take it. He's going to get it another time.
What other friends is this being talked about in your with that you bought me a hat that I then left behind?
I get
behind?
So excited to give presents. And every time I give a present to you, I go, I'm worried he's not going to like it. But I think I got it this time. I say, I think I really hit it this time.
Well.
And I didn't really hit it. Anyhow, but I just made a video being like, look at this hat I got my friend who I think now we could both. Beautifully say that you didn't like it.
It's not that I didn't like it.
It's you didn't
want
it.
Would I wear it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If there was like a, it would have to be just a very specific.
Sure.
Use.
Theme for something. Yeah. Yeah, use.
Yeah.
So.
So it's not, but you made a video about it is what the conversation started as. Well, I think we spun out of control after the orange.
Control. That was actually the realest moment for me. That was the first moment I sort of realized, because I don't think I realized I missed on that one. Because you said you liked it. You just said that you didn't.
It wasn't a miss.
Kind of.
The orange was a miss.
Okay, orange was definitely a miss, and we've talked about the orange. But the hat, I think, was before. I think this was a time where you were more sensitive to my feelings, which I miss those times.
Well, I feel like I wouldn't be this way with everyone, but you are very much a, like, you're very honest.
Totally.
With the things that, like, if I had bought you this necklace.
Yes.
What would you?
You're right.
How would you react?
I think I would say, wow. And then I would say, I'm going to have to figure out how to use this.
Yeah.
In my style. But yeah. So, but the hat was before you, when you told me the thing about the orange and we had that conversation, it was an eye opening thing for me. You know, when you actually don't know, like I thought I was just, the robe was a win.
The robe was a win.
The robe was a win. And that felt very like glamorous photo shooty, at least to me, where I was like, it's a theme. It's like, I think it's going to be for a certain moment, but I think it'll be fun when that moment comes. Mm-hmm. And I think hat was also same theme where I went, there's going to be a moment. And I think this hat is so fun. I wonder if he will also think the hat is so fun.
Yes.
And that's okay if I missed, but then it does look at me every day.
Well, I'm just not doing photo shoots on a regular basis is the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and the hat is very you.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I guess it's the same thing where it's like a certain moment. I don't think I also know how to casually wear it.
Yeah. But so did you not think that I watched your TikToks?
No, I think I did. I just didn't think. I didn't know. I thought.
As soon as I saw the hat come up on my screen, I was turned up that sound, honey.
You said, I wonder what this bitch is saying. Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah. The hat also is like it has like a strap, right?
Yeah, to keep it does. On.
And it would look, it just was very tight.
It was tight.
So it made me look very like fat, for lack
Don't
of a
say
better
that.
Word.
Yeah. And I wasn't even using that strap. I think any strap doesn't look good, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Unless you're like running and you need it. I'm like, lose the strap, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Thank you for watching my stuff.
Well,
that honestly means a lot.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
What else do you watch on your TikTok?
A lot of things. A lot of like law videos.
Law?
A lot of legal videos.
Do you follow the girl, the lawyer with the great cat eye?
Yeah, she's.
I like her.
The one that just reads the court transcripts.
She does. She also like talks about. I don't know. She just seems like a badass to me. I want her to win.
Well, I think she is winning.
Me too.
Because
she's a lawyer and famous on TikTok.
Yeah.
She can have it all.
I wonder where she like what type of lawyer she is.
Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, a lot of random like whatever. I love a good mukbang also. Who doesn't
love a good mukbang? I love watching people eat. I don't know what it is. I love it to death.
I heard that a lot of these mukbang videos are fake.
I know.
It's all in the editing.
That they like
did they edit out? Because, you know, it's like, unless it's on YouTube where it's like 50 minutes long and they're eating like, remember Trisha Paytas used to do mukbang videos?
Do I remember Trisha? Of course I do. The OG?
Well, I mean, of course, I still love Trisha Paytas.
Me too.
But she doesn't really do mukbangs anymore.
Which is a huge bummer. Because also when she did a mukbang, it would be like $300 worth.
It would be like four pizzas.
Yeah, I was like, we are trying every single thing on the menu. Like, this is the coolest day of my life.
But the thing is, she would eat it all.
Yeah. That was the part that
I'm like, how does that happen? Where does it go?
Well, I think also, at least for me, whenever I've had a binge like that, I'm so in shame that I'm like, there's something so, at least to me, gorgeous about like profiting. And also like people like to watch it. I'm like, whoa, because I did that for years in secrecy.
Yeah, well, I think there's a difference between a binge and a mukbang. You just, a mukbang is celebrated.
Yeah.
And a binge is hidden.
Right. But isn't it the same thing?
I guess.
You're binging on a mukbang. I mean, some of them aren't. Like, some of them is like Lily whatever, who takes a bite of every cookie, but so beautifully.
Lily who?
Like the girl from Reinhardt, maybe?
Oh.
She does like the crumble cookie.
I don't watch.
No.
I don't want to see a blonde eating cookies.
I'll watch anyone.
I
want to
see somebody that knows what they're talking about eating cookies.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Like, there's one guy I watch who's like, I guess, you know, really tall and can eat just so much. So he's like, we're going to eat every cookie. And I'm like, hell yeah, we are.
I'm like,
hell yeah, we are.
See, cookies don't thrill me.
Oh. And I think my eyes are bigger than my stomach. Like, I want 6 cookies, but I'm going to be sick after 2.
Yeah.
Like, I can't actually, unless I did a bite of each, you know?
Oh my God. I took Rumble today and the air conditioning was broken in the studio.
Is that illegal?
I don't know. What it was so mean? Hot. I sweat so much.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I was just thinking about how I could eat cookies. I should have eaten cookies before because I would have sweat them all
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how it works.
What would you want a mukbang?
Seafood.
Oh, like a tower, bitch. Bring the tower out.
There's a all you can eat
no,
seafood place in Midtown I've been to.
What do they have?
Like pretty much
snow crabs. What?
Yeah. Crab legs. and they bring it. It's like not like a buffet. Like you circle it and then put it on the table and they bring it to you.
Okay. What can you get? Let's go.
Well, it's like, you know, every shrimp.
Oh,
yes. Seafood. It's
everything.
All you can eat seafood, like all the basics, shrimp, crab.
Oh, my God. We used to go to Phillips when I was a kid, which is like the seafood buffet place. My parents would starve us out right before it. So we would come in there like barely able to see and stand. And the snow crabs, they would hide in the back. You had to like know where to go and be like, hello.
Can I tell you, crab legs?
You don't like them?
It's not that I don't like them.
But?
Way more work than they're worth.
See, can I tell you what I am? I'm Houdini with crab legs.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not good at
I can help you.
Shelling.
I'm really good.
You know, everyone from Maryland is like this, too.
Yeah.
Everyone from Maryland's like, I'll show you how to rip a crab apart without
literally
without losing an It's a little tiny taste of the meat.
Yeah. We were born and raised that way.
Yeah. Did you do like crab boils?
Yeah. Or we would always get crabs when we go to the beach. And like one time we would go to a lobster buffet feast. Or
also
something.
Lobster.
You don't like?
I think it's overrated.
I do think it's overrated. I get that. There were
like I would take shrimp over a lobster any time.
Oh, but dipping stuff in butter. I mean, I
guess.
Listen,
I'm on board for that.
The
part
butter
of it.
Is so good. I mean, shrimp I dip in like cocktail sauce and.
Yeah.
So I also like vinegar sometimes. I'll dip like seafood in apple cider vinegar just because I like that.
That's an interesting choice. I've never heard of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it's for the really.
I mean, I've heard of apple cider vinegar, but not for that. Usually people dip malt vinegar.
Yeah. Apple cider.
Like a good fish and chips. I do love a good fucking fish and chips.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't like fried that much.
Like a good fish and chips.
Yeah. I guess
with like the peas and stuff.
Oh.
I'm best starving. Thing England has ever done.
That and Adele. I just got into oysters.
I don't like oysters.
Just got into it. I'm pretty into it.
It's cold, slippery.
I know. I kind of like
it's despicable.
That. I like going.
Also, people who love oysters are always so.
Say it.
Ramona Singery.
Ew. That's not what I thought you were going to say. What does that mean?
Like, wow. I love oysters. I need oysters. I want these oysters. I'm going to like people are there. People are
it's
like
very performancey.
Yeah,
it's very performancey. I just got into it because I always found it very like pretentious and uptight and weird.
Yeah. People who like they're like, I love oysters.
Or people are like, it's sensual. Did you know it's sensual? Like, it turns on your whatever. I'm like, I get it. It's probably the slurping motion I'm doing. Yeah. Being like,
yeah, because it tastes and feels like semen.
Yeah, like relax. Everyone
I don't like that relax. People put like raw like pepper and onion on it sometimes.
I do like to dress it up. I do.
It's a lot of,
but I mean, I'm not gonna go crazy about it. I just like if it's there, I'll take a dip in the pond.
And isn't it super easy to get food poisoning from them?
I'm sure. One time, my dad. This was like, you know, when you have these moments, you remember that you're like, I was traumatized.
Yeah.
But we were driving back from the beach and I think my dad had like a oyster or clam stew, something like that. Okay. All of a sudden, my father in the front seat starts shivering, like shivering. Can't stop shivering. My mom's like, stop, knock it off. Like, we're all like, what's going on? He's like,
I think to explode.
Literally. We pull over. He's going to the bathroom. And he's just sweating and shivering. And like seeing my father in the front seat, sweating and shivering, I was like, what's going to happen? It just like, you know,
yeah,
it was hard to see. And that was all from seafood.
But you guys still slurped down oysters, huh?
That day?
No, in general.
Yeah.
See, if I've gotten food poisoning from things, I'll never eat them again.
Really?
Yeah. Like halloumi cheese. I'll never touch the stuff.
Oh, wow.
Even if it wasn't from that, I'm like, yeah. That was what, for whatever reason.
If I did that, I'd never eat again.
You've gotten food poisoning from everything?
Or like a lot of things make me sick. One time I threw up from like a pumpkin parfait.
Well, yeah, that sounds like something you'd throw up.
Oh, really?
What the fuck is a pumpkin parfait?
I don't know.
It's disgusting.
I love a parfait. I love anything.
Sounds like a candle.
it's like whipped creamy and like a cake. But sometimes when I eat mousse or like milky things, like one time I went to a French restaurant. That's why I pretty much avoid French food because I'm like, I'll tell you what my stomach can handle.
Unpasteurized cheese.
Literally. I died in that restaurant. Died. It moved quick.
Yeah.
That's what's so fun.
That's why you need a special license for it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Damn.
And pregnant people can't have it. And so pregnant people will always, when I worked at the restaurant, be like, is this cheese pasteurized? And I'm like, the cheddar cheese on your burger? Yeah. It's pasteurized.
It has been in the pasture. Yeah, it has.
Well, pasteurized means that
what
they
does
like,
it mean?
You have to raise it to a temperature that kills bacteria.
Oh.
By law, any cheese, unless it's explicitly like says an unpasteurized.
Yeah.
Any cheese is pasteurized by law.
You should come to this. I went to the supermarket yesterday in like by me, a little bit far from me, like a 20-minute walk. But it looked so cute. It was this Greek supermarket. And there was a man there in the feta section. And he was like, do you want to try some cheeses? And I thought,
well, I'm allergic to dairy. I'm not passionate about pasteurized cheese.
But you eat cheese.
Yeah, but I shouldn't.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't want to try the feta?
Wait, what am I doing? Is it special?
It's really good.
Do I have to go to the grocery store?
No, I can get it. I'll get it. And then when you come, we can have some.
The man loves this cheese. The man has to watch his clientele eat his cheese.
I liked the experience of he was like, try all of these cheeses. And I'm going to tell you like, this one has more this one has less. Like I really knew which one I liked after I tried them all. And I found that to be really fun. I've been getting a lot of free samples lately.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Where?
There's like a new gelato place.
Oh, no. And you go in and you ask for samples?
No, there was this guy working outside and I was walking by and he was like, come try some. And I said, what am I going to not try some? And then I stood there for I don't know how long and he was just letting me try all these different flavors.
And you didn't buy anything?
No. But I said, thank you so much. I'll be back. And I came back the next night.
See, that I can't do that. I feel too bad.
But he called me over. It's not like I went over there. I didn't feel bad because he was like,
I know, but that's why because I'm like,
you say, take, you say,
I ignore. Because I'm like, I'm not giving you my business. I'm not going to waste your time.
I just wanted to flirt with someone and it felt like a flirting opportunity.
That's fair.
And it was.
That's fair. I hate people at like the ice cream, like if you're at like a busy ice cream place, I'm like, ooh, can I try the mint chocolate chip? And I'm like, you've never had mint fucking chocolate chip ice cream before.
I know. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But I think, listen, if I get called over, I'll go. Yeah. I'll come running. But yeah, if he had a bunch of people there, I wouldn't be like, can I try the
you know statue? Me, I'm afraid everything is a scam.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to scam.
No one's trying to scam you.
Well, some people are trying to scam.
Well, some people are. In Facebook Marketplace, you really got to be careful. And I've said that before.
You have to be careful a lot of places, okay?
Let's name all the places you need to be careful. Facebook Marketplace, number one. Of a scam,
walking around, getting called over for free things.
Yeah, okay. I hear you on that. Yeah, where was I recently? I was somewhere where someone, I was like, how did this happen? So, you know, when you walk into a scam so quickly, you don't even know. You're like, wait, where's my bag? It's just so quick.
Not anymore because I don't trust anybody.
Wow. I think that's the problem is I really do trust people and I love people and I like talking to people, you know?
Yeah.
I love shooting the shit.
Listen, she stays unjaded and that's good.
Well, I'm certainly getting jaded, aren't I? But well, I am having fun.
You're having fun.
And I'm going to continue to have fun.
And we're going to continue to have too. And we're going to continue to have fun on our Patreon. Patreon.com/middlechildren. You can hop on over there and
see
get
our outfits.
More. See our outfits. I'm wearing black. Okay. And Jesse is wearing the sluttiest outfit I've ever seen.
Yes.
So, on that note, until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.